USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Christmas Eve, lawmakers in the House blocked attempts to alter a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief and government spending package. The move leaves the bill's status in doubt after President Trump demanded extensive changes to the legislation, including an increase in stimulus checks for Americans from $600 to $2,000. The president also not happy with other spending in the bill. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees.
The president's right to call BS on this ridiculous bill. Both parties are at fault. It's classic Democrat procedure to say, okay, let's just throw another $2,000 on top of it this week. Let's just go vote instead of going back and fixing the bill.
On this Christmas Day, if you're not a fan of cooking, restaurants open include IHOP, Denny's, and the Waffle House. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com, that's gettheradio.com, or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX, that's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Voters in Georgia keep turning out in huge numbers for the January 5th Senate runoff election. The latest early voting numbers show more than 2 million people have turned in their ballots. That's over a quarter of all registered voters. As far as election integrity in Georgia, Carl Rove tells Fox News.
Well, look, the state attorney general and the secretary of state are conducting investigations of what they believe are inappropriate activity. And there will be some examples made.
The 2020 Heisman finalists are revealed.
The Alabama Crimson Tide will be well represented when the Heisman Trophy is awarded next month. Quarterback Mac Jones and wide receiver Devonta Smith were among the four finalists announced Thursday for college football's top prize. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask round out this year's list of finalists. The Heisman will be awarded on January 5th during a virtual ceremony. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President-elect Joe Biden plans to move quickly against guns, adding the issue to his list of first executive orders. It is expected that Biden will use executive orders, especially if Democrats don't win both Georgia's special Senate elections. Gun rights activist and attorney Colin Nowar says some of the Biden cabinet picks are no fan of the Second Amendment.
I don't think this, honestly, it doesn't surprise me and the rest of the gun community because we've been battling this for decades. However, for a lot of the new gun owners, they need to understand that they've been doing this for a while now. They fight holistically. They don't just come in through the front door. They attack at all angles. So if they can make it a health care issue or some other non-relative issue, as long as it's actually going towards their goal, which is restricting your Second Amendment rights, they're going to do it. And so it's not just a political war. It's not just a legal war. It's also a culture war. And they understand that. It was Eric Holder, who was former AG for Obama. He even said it himself explicitly. We need to brainwash people about guns in this country. So this is a cultural battle. And so I implore all the new gun owners out there who may have even voted for Biden to understand that this isn't just you can go out, buy a gun, and then all of a sudden your rights are protected. That's not how this works. You've got to be vigilant about protecting your rights.
A very Merry Christmas from everyone here on the news team at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.